Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right.
News Talk, 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right, like the dude just said. Yes, indeed. It is, what day is this? Well, I don't even know what day. This is Tuesday. That's right. It's Tuesday all day long. My comments up front. And I gotta tell you, in looking through this today, I got a little bit philosophical, so just bear with me. But so I'm curious. Here's my question. What words motivate you? Words, W-O-R-D-S. What words motivate you? And by that, I mean what exhortation hits you just right. You know, the kind of words that resonate with you personally and serve to snap you out of your funk or your self-pity, or stir you to action when you feel like you're near the end of your rope. It might be a call sign. It might be a team motto. It might be a phrase that came from scripture or a favorite speech. It might be several different phrases or sayings. Sometimes it's the things that we say to ourselves, truthfully. You know, that kind of time where you have to sort of preach to yourself. Sometimes it's necessary, though, to have that direct intervention from the mouth of someone else. And I would also bet that it matters who says it and how they say it. I mean, like, for instance, when I'm down or lacking motivation, I'm kind of prone to yell at myself that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. But I often follow that up, too, by saying, so you better ranger up. Maybe that's a combination of things for me, but that's pretty much the way I talk to myself. How many times have you seen the movie Band of Brothers? The story of Easy Company from the 1st to the 505th, I believe it was, in the 101st Airborne, World War II. They would shout the word Kurahi to each other. And it was a reminder to each other that those who were with the unit at its beginnings when they trained in Tocoa and ran up Kurahi Mountain, it was a reminder they had all been through a lot already. They had earned the right to be where they were. You know, every sports team has theirs, the fans too, you know, yelling War Eagle or Roll Tide. Or about the fact that a Marine is taught early on that Semper Fi is more than an abbreviated Latin phrase. It's a way of life. It's a calling. It's a deep-down sense that you're more than just the sum of your own parts. Sometimes, true, it can be the simplest of things said at just the right time in just the right way by just the right person. It may never get said again, but it was what you needed right then, like when I was in the hospital at Ranger School and thinking that I was done and wouldn't be able to finish the course. Just worn slap out and mentally gone. And I got a rare opportunity for a phone call with Charlene, and as bad as she wanted me home, she literally said, "Don't you do it. Don't you quit. Because if you do, you'll look back on that decision for the rest of your life." And I told her later that I'm a Ranger because of her, in my opinion. Or how about when I was headed to Afghanistan at the very beginning of the war, I had a surprise visit from a retired Green Beret Medal of Honor winner. He came to my office to check on me, stayed only a few minutes. He also wanted me, though, to know in no uncertain terms what he expected from me in terms of taking care of my men downrange. It was solid, and I remember it to this day. And there were several times when I was downrange that I remembered what he said and I put it into action. You see, words matter, and there are words that resonate, and there are those who can speak into our lives that can have that kind of effect, great effect, because of a relationship or a deep respect. And sometimes it's amazing what a direct word from that take-no-prisoners kind of speaker will do. I mean, I'm stubborn, I admit it, and when I need a kick in the pants, I need the actual kick in the pants sometimes. Sweetness and lace may work on some. My personality, though, tends to be more direct. I need sort of a hands-on-the-hip, look-at-me-when-I'm-talking-to-you approach. Well, there's a great verse in the book of Job that is just like that. You know the story of Job. He was beset in every way possible. He was miserable. He had lost everything. He was trying to figure out life. He was told by friends and his wife to reject God. He was at the very end of his endurance, and his questioning of God got to the point that it was really becoming more of a pity me kind of lashing out. And then the speech began. In Job 38:3, God stops Job in his tracks and says, "Brace yourself like a man. I'm going to ask you some questions, and you're going to answer me." That's pretty direct. But the speech, the reminders that accompanied that directive, they were epic. The Message translation of the Bible relates that part of chapter 38 in Job like this. It says, God answered Job from the eye of a violent storm. He said, "Why do you confuse the issue? Why do you talk without knowing what you're talking about? Pull yourself together, Job. Up on your feet. Stand tall. I have some questions for you, and I want some straight answers. Where were you when I created the earth? You tell me, since you know so much. Who decided on its size? Certainly you know that. Who came up with the blueprints and the measurements? How was the foundation poured, and who set the cornerstone? While the morning stars sang in the chorus and all the angels were shouting their praise. And who took charge of the ocean when it gushed forth like a baby from the womb? That was me." That was God saying that. At one point, God literally asked Job, "Do you have an arm like mine?" And then another part, he said, "Can you raise your voice to the clouds and cover yourself with a flood of water? Do you send the lightning bolts on their way?" What a speech, man. Passages like that one, or in the earthly sense, speeches like Teddy Roosevelt's Man in the Arena, or Newt Rockne's locker room speech, or Churchill calling on his people to fight, or just the simple act of my own wife telling me not to quit. Words matter, but we have to be able to receive them, and we also have to be willing to realize that words of encouragement, motivation, resistance, that those words are necessary. There has never been a time in the human race when the right words said at the right time by the right person didn't also generate the right results. And sure, there's a time for silence. There's a time for grieving quietly. But when the grieving is done and the mission remains, you've got to ranger up. You got to have those people around you who, if you're not able to find the word yourself, will speak into your moment and move you back to action. Call it a kick in the pants. Call it a reason to exist. Call it a call to action. Call it whatever you want. Words matter. And I'm thankful for those who have timely added something to my days that got me out of my funk, back on my feet, and leaning forward in the foxhole. So get her done, folks. Speak the words that need to be said and receive them when they come to you. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way. Well, I don't know who needed to hear that today, but I felt like somebody did. I did. I needed it. I mean, just this morning, I had that moment where I didn't feel like doing something that needed to be done. I was just kind of beyond it. And I had that moment where I literally said to myself, "You need to ranger up." Well, that's what I'm talking about. Sometimes we preach to ourselves. Sometimes we receive it from others. But words matter. All right, folks. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. We will be right back.